Yo, Chuck, run a power move on him.
Hello. I'm Derek H, and you're listening to Dead Pixel Live Power Ranking Edition, DPLPR, as they say in the back alleys. I sound weird. I'm listening to myself, and I sound weird. I don't like, what is going on? DPLPR is all about counting down the top consoles in the universe. We do it every week. We don't go by sales reports. We don't go by releases. We go by the zeitgeist. We go by the zeitgeist, which is what people are talking about on the street, on the internets, on their cell phones, in the restaurants, in the lines. We are talking. We chronicle what people want to know about. And that's how we come across which consoles deserve to be in a power ranking. Some weeks they go up, some weeks they go down. If you disagree with the rankings or anything else, or agree even better, you're always welcome to join in on the show. The show is part of the All Games Radio Network, which means we are interactive. We are highly interactive. You can call in at any time during the show. When I say you can call in at any time during the show, I mean you can call in at any time during the show. The show is broadcast over allgames.com. You can use Skype to call in. Skype is free. Doesn't cost you any money. You type in Dead Pixel Radio on Skype. And you'll be on the air. That's it. If you don't want to call in, but you still want to be a part of the show, you can always go to the All Games chat room, allgames.com/live. And you will be put into the All Games chat room, which has been there for almost 45 years now. If that's too much, send an email, derek@allgames.com. Twitter, DeadPixelLive. On Twitter, or All Games Radio on Twitter. Facebook. Facebookie. All Games Radio on Twitter. Stitcher. What is it? All Games Radio on Stitcher too? Everywhere. Let me make sure that, this is gone. All right, there you go. Okay. I went over all the stuff I'm supposed to go over. Let's see, The Red Alert Tournament, which I talked about last week, is underway. It is almost to the final round. We have had a number of competitors, some good matches, some kind of lopsided matches. I think people did not take Red Alert too as seriously as they probably should have. They thought it was going to be a cakewalk going in, and one person would prepare and the other person wouldn't, and it would show. It would show. And so now we have the last semifinal match. Let me go through the entire rankings so you guys can know what was going on. Because it was a fun match. Probably gonna do another one soon. Not with Red Alert 2, but with another game, another tournament of some sort. This one almost went without. I only had to kick a few people out. Usually have to kick between 90% of the people out. I only had to kick a few out. We had Zappy and Yogizilla. Zappy won that one straight up. Delighter versus Derek H. Delighter beat me. Delighter beat me. Sworn to Hexzilla. Hexzilla was not able to get his circa 1988 computer to run Red Alert 2, which is odd because Red Alert came out in, I guess it's not weird, because Red Alert came out in like 2000, and his computer was built in 1988, so I can understand how Hex had a problem getting it to run. So he was kicked out. GZ versus Damien. Neither one of them did finish the match in a timely fashion. So I wasn't about to deal with it. So, well, if you give us another week, I'm like, screw that. I'm flipping a coin. And Damien won that coin flip. So now the semifinals is Zappy versus Delighter. I believe that's going to be a good match. Sworn versus Damien already happened. Sworn destroyed Damien. And so Damien, Sworn is already in the finals. The only semifinal we have left is Zappy versus Delighter. I think that's going to be a very interesting match. And of course, the winner gets a beautiful Play Arts Cammy statue worth upwards. It's probably, with appreciation, probably worth probably about $250 by now from playing Red Alert. Hello, Hecht.
Hello.
See, Hecht, if you had gotten this working, you could have won the tournament, sold the Cammy statue, and then bought a whole new computer.
Yeah, I could have. But it wasn't the game that didn't work. It was that stupid third party to get online to play people that didn't
work. Look, without that stupid third party, we'd all have to switch over to IPX networks. Which I don't even think is available. We'd have to run virtual machines of Windows 95 and then take giant long cables and then plug into IPX networking. We couldn't even use Cat5 cables. We had to use coax cables and find a way to plug them into the back of our computers. There was no real networking back in... Wow, that's weird, because that's true. It's only been since the year 2000. That game came out in 2000.
Yeah.
And it really wasn't... And now, you can't even think of a game that can't connect. If it's a multiplayer, think of a multiplayer game that's like, yeah, we don't do the internet stuff. Really? LAN. Even LAN would have worked, but nah. Oh, well.
Yep.
How are you doing, Hecht?
I don't know. I'm pretty good, I guess.
You don't sound good. You don't sound up. You don't sound with it.
I've seen a lot of stupid stuff lately, especially right now in the All Games chat room that everybody can get to from the All Games website.
See, I'm not talking. I know what you're talking about, but that person in chat that is making so much noise. I've given him the opportunity. I don't even need to give him the opportunity because literally everyone has the opportunity to call in and make their voice heard. Nobody, there's no lock on the gates. And he always says, if I could get on the air and say something. I want to confront these people and get my views on the air. And I was like, but I couldn't because the show was over. But he's sitting in chat right now on a computer, so we know he's on a computer. But he won't call in because... I'll say he's a punk. When he signed up for the tournament, I knew what was going to happen. I said, don't do this. I said, I know you're all talk and no follow through. And if you sign up for this tournament, you better follow through. He's like, sure, I'll follow through. And I was like, why should son of a bitch not show up and then try to blame the other person?
But the thing is that last day that you gave him, you said, you and Damien got to get your stuff done for the tournament. And I was there when you told him. You even gave him the Twitter account. So message him on Twitter. And then he disappeared. Like, he, yeah. I didn't see him for the rest of that night.
And then he came back later and said, well, like, this was, the tournament started on Saturday. And most people had their shit done by Saturday night, Sunday morning. And he's like, he comes in, he's like, well, now I figured I was going to be done with this whole tournament by Saturday, by next Saturday. And he's like, well, I'm going to try to find them on Thursday. I'm like, you know what? Fuck that.
No. This is what happened. Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening. He's there. And you're telling him about the tournament. He's like, well, I haven't been able to catch him. And I remember Saturday night, Damien was in chat. He was like, I haven't been able to get a hold of him. We haven't been able to do our match. So Sunday evening, you tell him, this is Damien's Twitter. Contact him. Get it done. That was Sunday evening. Monday, no word, nothing. Tuesday, he's in chat. Well, we made a deal to fight on Thursday because I finally got a hold of him. It's like, did you talk to Derek? At this point, you already marked him as forfeit.
Yep.
And I was like, not once did he talk to you. It's like, I don't know what he's thinking. Like, he's running things, and I don't understand. I think I'm having
that was a round one match. They're like, wait till Thursday, so round one could be. I'm like, no, I'm not doing. Which is why. I'm not gonna do it. I was on the verge of making an official all games decree, but I'm not going to. Maybe I will, depending how the rest of the show goes. I may make another lifetime forever never again ban, and it's only been done once before, and maybe done again. Because thing I hate. It's people that talk a big game and don't back it up. I can't take it.
Let me address something. Tiger Claw saying that Damien's in a different time zone. Yeah, that's totally understandable. Damien was never the problem.
Yeah, it's not Damien that was the problem.
But I can tell you from stupid stuff that this other person says he's in New York. That's where the streets is talking. That's where he gets his information. Everything. Hip hop gamer, everything. New York. He's in New York. Damien is like in Ireland, Scotland, something. He's across the pond. He had no problem. He was ready. He was down to fight Saturday, Sunday, whatever. You tell him it's go time. He would have been there. This other dude, on the other hand,
Damien managed to get his battling with Sworn in within like a day. Didn't have a problem there.
Yeah. So the problem wasn't Damien ever. Everybody in this tournament knew their role. Everybody in this tournament did what they had to do. Even me. Saturday morning, I was deleting stuff. Trying to get things working. It did not work. I messaged
Derek. That E-machine was not up to the task.
It's not even E-machine. That G-machine.
That H-I-J-K machine that you're running.
Yeah. I couldn't get it to work. What did I do? I didn't sit there on my hands and go, well, I'm sure they'll figure it out that I can't play. Let them figure it out tonight, whatever. No, I message Derek because Derek's the one running the tournament. I tell him, hey, my shit don't work. Forfeit.
And that is why Hank is not on the chopping block for a possible lifetime, forever, never, never again ban from all competition. Because he manned up. I saw a thing on Twitter today that said you're not supposed to say man up. And I was like, I can't go that far anymore. I can't, people. Slow down.
I get why,
but let's at least give come on, people, really.
Can I keep my balls? Can I just not, do that?
here's the way I see Man Up. I don't see it as Ben or the most awesomest thing, and you're not a great thing. So I don't even get what. Here's what Man Up means to me. At a certain point, when things are bad, or things are, or there is an impasse, and to make things better, if things may get a little worse, but you're gonna have to go through that to get to the better part. You're gonna have to, if you got if you're laying on the ground with a big thing of rebar in your leg, and you got it, and there's a fire coming out behind you, you're gonna have to rip that rebar out and go forward. It's gonna get worse for a little bit, but it's gonna get better. If you're afraid of the water because of sharks or something, you're gonna have to jump in that water to get over that fear, so that you can enjoy swimming in the pool, even though there aren't any sharks in the pool. Gotta man
to be
up.
Fair.
If you want to call it woman up, okay. But it's not. It's just you just gotta move. You gotta move forward. You can't sit there and talk about it. At some point, somebody has to stop talking about their feelings and do something. If you have a group of people, and everybody's in a piece of place, and the grease cat caught on fire, and everybody's like, "Oh, I'm scared," and I don't want somebody to say, "You know what? You should own your fear. You should sit down and reflect on that fear, and if that engulfs you, if that overwhelms you and you just want to sit there and cry, then go ahead and cry. No, you got to have somebody say, you know what, people, place is on fire. We're going to have to break some windows and get the fuck out of here. Man up. That's all I'm saying. You can't always take the time to assess your feelings that's what it means to me. That's what man up means to me. Afterwards, you want to reflect, you want to go through some PTSD, if you need therapy, if you need help, if you want to cry in a support group, if you just want to sit there and just look back at the days gone by. Sure, but at some point in time, you got to man up.
Exactly. I get what you're saying. To be fair, there could probably be a new term to get everybody
listen,
in there.
Look. Come up with a new term, but I don't know what the term is yet.
Standard.
Once they come up with a term, sure, it will enter the vernacular and slowly weave its way in and take over. I got no problem with that. It's not gonna be a year from now. It's not gonna be 10 years from now. It's probably 20 years. I'll probably be an 80-year-old guy, and then all of a sudden somebody will come and say, "Man, you just gotta pop that apple." Like, what? Just pop that apple, man. Like, oh, okay. I'm popping that apple. Like, I was like, that's a new man up. Okay, you know what? Man ups. They give me a look. Like, did you just say man up? Like, no. Pop that apple. Okay, I get it. Pop that apple. But we're not there yet. We're not at pop that apple yet. We're still at man up.
Maybe we can change it to Hulk up? I don't know. Because the Hulk is pretty. He's always going forward.
No, because Hulk's a man. Oh. Tiger Claw says in chat, Tiger Claw, call in. You should call in, Tiger Claw. Dead Pixel Radio on Skype. Tiger Claw says, speaking of fears, that is something Derek needs to man up about, the fear of being around people. Guess what, Tiger Claw? I do have a fear around people, being around a bunch of people. Large crowds, large gatherings upset me to the point where I have had panic attacks. But guess what, Tiger Claw? I do man up. That's exactly what I do. When I went to the martial arts kid premiere starring the incredible Cynthia Rothrock. Oh my God, Cynthia Rothrock is off the chain lately. She's been doing, I don't know what she's been doing. She's on some kind of tour or a promotional tour or something. But she's been posting these Instagram and Facebook pictures where she's like, "Oh, I'm hanging out at the so and so party, blah blah blah." Then she's like, "Oh, I'm about to go to the pool." And you know what the picture she sends when she's about to go to the pool?
No idea.
Cynthia Rothrock in a son of a bit in a bathing suit. I'm like, oh,
in a bathing suit?
Yeah.
You're talking one piece or two piece?
Oh boy.
Wait, how?
Oh, Cindy Rothrock.
She's like in her 50s, right?
I don't understand your point.
I'm not making. I'm just asking a question.
I believe she may be. I believe she may be an older woman. And?
I just wanted to know.
Look, I will put this picture in. First, I will not put it in chat yet. I'm chatting because there's a delay and chat needs to wait. I will put it in. Wait, are you on the computer? Can I see you in Skype?
I'm on my phone.
No,
I can probably see it.
I will put it.
Send it in a private message on the chat.
So you chat people, if you had called in, you'll be seeing this right now. Or if you were following the great Cynthia Rothrock on Facebook, which you should be doing, then you will be seeing this. Let's see. There's that picture. Now I'm gonna wait for you to click on that, and then get your honest reaction.
It's open. It's loading. Damn.
Uh huh. It's a goddamn 5-time martial arts champion right there.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. Now back to Tiger Claw. Tiger Claw. When the martial arts kid starring Cynthia Rothrock had its premiere, in my brain, I was like, please let it, because it was at the Burbank Film Festival. I was like, please let it be like 4 people. Well, this is a small movie. It's not a mainstream flick. It's about bullying and stuff. Nobody cares about these types of movies. They should. I wish more people did talk about these types of things, but they don't. So I'm guessing I was going to walk in. There's going to be 5, 6, 7 people, 20 people maybe. It's not going to be, I can do this. Not a problem. I go in there. It's a goddamn red carpet. The place is packed with people. There's photographers. There's famous people everywhere.
So what are we talking, like 5,000 people?
About 5,000-6,000 people.
Damn.
It was crazy. And I walked in there, and every alarm in my head went off, saying, get back in your car, drive out of here, because you're not going to be able to do this. And then in my head, I said, got a man up. I walked up to the thing. I went up to the desk, because I couldn't go straight into the place. I could have, but I didn't want to. I went to the desk, and I was like, is this the premiere for the martial arts kid? Of course, like, I can see all the people and the big lights and a big sign, but I was kind of hoping maybe they would say, oh no, that's in an hour or something like that. But like, oh no, you can go right in, because I have my camera. And said, oh, you can go right in, you're press, right? I was like, yeah, sure, I guess. And I went in, and I took my deep breaths, and I sat down. I took my pictures. My pictures aren't great because I wasn't in the best of sorts, because of all these goddamn people. But I manned up. Not only did I go in and take pictures on the red carpet, not only did I go in and see a wonderful film called The Martial Arts Kid, starring Don the Dragon Wilson and Cynthia Rothrock. At the end of that show, I've told the story before, I will tell it again real quick. As you're leaving, I see Cynthia Rothrock right there talking to people. Now I'm like, I could just walk out. I could just continue walking out. Or I could man up and go over there and talk to Cynthia Rothrock. And what did I do, Hecht?
You manned up.
I manned up. I popped that apple.
Pop that apple. I think we should make Pop That Apple the new man up.
Well, look. Let's say it is. Let's say we do. It's gonna take time to spread. Still,
I'm not saying it's not gonna take time. I'm saying it started here.
Look, when you hear people say "pop that apple," just like when people say "X-bone," I'm the first one to say "X-bone," people, and I got proof. I got proof on Twitter. Go do a search on Twitter for X-Bone. The very first person that ever said it, me, Derek H. It's on the All Games Radio Twitter and the Dead Pixel Live Twitter. X-Bone. Now everybody's saying it. Pop that apple. Means man up.
Pop that apple is a new man up.
It may take a year. May take 5 years. Probably gonna take 10.
Who doesn't like apples? You need an apple to stay away from the doctor.
You gotta pop it. So, like you gotta.
Yeah, you gotta pop that apple.
You gotta pop it. Ugh. You guys got. I forgot what I was talking about.
You were talking about meeting Cynthia Rothrock.
No, before that, what got me talking about meeting Cynthia Rothrock?
GZ being a.
Yeah, GZ. Yeah, I knew this was going to happen. I knew he wasn't going to man up. He's not manning up now. Now, he's in chat pretending like he don't know what's going on. Like we haven't been talking about him for less than 20 minutes.
He hasn't even talked. He was here at the beginning of DPL, suddenly disappeared.
Look, people, if you want to know, if you're like, who are these people Derek's talking about, Tiger Claw and GZ, go to the All Games chat room, allgames.com/live, any time of day. It's always open.
24/7.
Yeah, always open. Just go in there, sit back. You don't even got to type it. Just sit there and read it. You'll have fun. It's a fun place to be.
Just be unless there. Unless you're talking with GZ.
Yeah, unless you're talking with GZ. Don't talk with GZ.
I mean, you can see a conversation, but if you're involved, you need to back off real quick.
Tiger Claw says, not MXT says, but your little brother didn't have a lot of fight, did he? That's too soon. That's too soon, MXT. Too soon. We haven't talked about wrestling on this show.
I want to talk about it, but I know everybody's going to shit on it. So
I'm No, we should talk about it because we don't talk about wrestling enough. And now that I'm on 4 shows on this goddamn network again, I at one point got myself down to 1 show. On a network, which was Mom's Minute. The only show I was on the network was Mom's Minute, and I wasn't even really on it. I would just say yes, no. That's it. I was loving life. Now I am on. Then I started DPL back up, and then what do you call it? Now I'm doing what's that thing? All Games Interactive, which is kind of. I remember back in the day when a dream of mine was to be on All Games Interactive. It's a weird dream, but still. And now, I'm on All Games Interactive. Fridays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern.
Not only are you on it, but it probably wouldn't happen if it weren't for you. There's two parts. There's two parts. And both need to be there for it to happen.
And then...
both are as important as the other.
So I can finally talk about wrestling every once in a while on this show without people saying every time we hear you, you're probably talking about wrestling. So I'm gonna.
Yeah. So
I've been on for people. I'm gonna get quick. It's not gonna take that long to get everybody to speed. It's wrestling. It's not rocket science, people. There's gonna be a women's championship match on the next Survivor Series, and it's between two women. Paige and Charlotte. Paige is a skinny golf girl. Charlotte is a tall fitness trainer looking blonde lady. Charlotte is also the daughter. Well, she looks just like him. But you know what? She's not talked about that on there. Because she was like, people say you look just like your dad. She's like, yeah, he's my dad. So yeah, I look like him. Like he kinda, that kind of makes sense. It's kind of weird when people say stuff like, well, have you ever seen Stephanie? She looks like, when you look at her right, she looks like Vince McMahon. Like, well, yeah, half her genes come from him. So that's how it works, people.
If you've never seen Ric Flair's kids, they all look like him, except the youngest son didn't really look like him that much.
But yeah, for some reason, his youngest son looked a lot like Arn Anderson. I don't understand that. Okay.
But that's neither here or there.
Yeah, it's neither here or there. So they're going to have a championship match. This championship match, I believe, was put in place because Charlotte kind of has... Charlotte is on the good side of management because of Ric Flair and everything. Even though since she came up from NXT, which is like the training division of WWE, even though she came up, she's been sloppy as hell. Charlotte has been crazy sloppy in the ring, if you ask me. She had a missed finish that she messed up on. Her ring work has not been excellent. On the other hand, Sasha Banks has been on point, and to the point where people have started chanting, "We want Sasha," in the middle of matches that Sasha's not in. Like, that's saying something. But neither here nor there. WWE decided to get the belt off of Nikki and put it onto Charlotte, which is that's good. The first title defense, they decided to make her go up against Paige. Good. People don't really care that much about it, though. They tried as hard as possible to make Paige into, even though Paige was like the ultimate face 2 weeks ago, WWE did one of their crazy turns that doesn't make a lot of sense.
This went down about a month and a half ago. They turned Paige into a bad guy while at the same time trying to make Paige into AJ Lee.
Yeah. It's almost the same rhetoric.
Yeah.
As AJ Lee. And then and then to the point where she's taking credit for things that AJ Lee did.
Yeah.
So it's almost like they had this script and like AJ left and they said, "We still got this AJ script that we wrote. What are we going to do with it?" Eh, give it a page. And like I said, nobody really cares. But even though Paige has been doing everything possible, like she's doing all the right heel stuff to get people to hate her, people don't really hate her though because they've been busy liking her for the past year. So...
It's so stupid.
And so, they still have this match to promote. 1 week to go, they put him in for a contract signing, which I was like, I thought his contract was already... When the contract had been signed weeks ago? Okay, maybe not. Kind of late. But they did the contract signing. And if this... Where's the Intercontinental contract signing? When's the last time you saw a tag team championship contract signing? I don't know.
Only they have the big matches.
They have the signing in the middle of the ring, and they go back and forth. And I knew something was up because going to the ring, Charlotte looked like she was like not all there. You know, yeah. She's like she was on the edge for some reason. I was like, "What's going on with?" Yeah,
best was when Charlotte started talking. The whole time she's talking, she sounds like she wants to cry.
As soon as she started talking. And I was like, are you trying to tell us that you and Paige were that? Because the whole thing is that Charlotte and Paige were friends, and then Paige turned on her when Charlotte got to be the champion. And
Story. The backstory is 3 months ago, maybe a little longer, WWE decided, hey, we like women. We're going to push all the women at once. Yep. So they made three teams of three women each.
And just to be sure, all the black girls were on the same team.
Except for Alicia, who was with the Mexicans.
Yeah.
So we get and the Mexican black girl team and the all black women team were the bad guys. For yeah. whatever reason. So the good guy team was...
White girls.
Paige, Charlotte, and Becky Lynn.
A super pale goth girl, an Amazon-looking blonde girl, and a ginger girl. Like, okay, yeah. Okay, we got it. You like white people.
So, yeah. So what happens is the whole point of this whole thing is to get the Divas belt off of Nikki Bella, who is part of the Mexican black girl team. Then they get the belt off of her, and Charlotte's the one that got the belt. Immediately after she gets the belt, Paige turns on her and says, this is my house. I'm the woman that should be the one to beat. And she goes after Charlotte. So keep in mind, Paige turns on her team.
Yep.
So some stuff happens, irrelevant. 2 weeks later, the team's back together. Why? We never got an explanation.
Who knows? They're back. We don't know if we trust you again. You can trust me. Okay. What?
Yeah. So 3 weeks after that, Paige turns on them again.
Again.
So this is the lead up to the match this Sunday. So if you look at it, Paige turns on the team twice, beats up Becky Lynch about three times in the ring, maybe beat up Natalia Neidhart outside of the ring once, but that hasn't been proven because she was trying to be part of the team when Paige wasn't, and they were getting all catfighty, whatever. Point is, it didn't work to make Paige a solid bad guy for the storyline. So they get to Monday, and they're about to sign the contract.
They had her. They had. They tried to make it look like she was cheap shotting people. Like, oh, she took out Natalya in the back, behind back, and then they're like, oh no, it wasn't Paige at all. Like, well, guys, why can't it? It should have been Paige, and plus, she should have been doing that to everybody instead of whatever.
Yeah. So they do the contract signing, and I don't remember what Charlotte was talking about. I know she wanted to cry, but I don't remember. I didn't pay attention to what she was saying.
We never give up, or I'm a Flair, just like my father, and this and something that,
like that,
and yeah.
And I've fought for this all my life and stuff.
Without my brother, I would have never been here. And this is in to show him that I can do it and all that. That's not a bad sentiment, but it just came out of nowhere.
Yeah. So, like, suddenly she's talking about working hard to get the belt. And then out of nowhere, I did this because of my brother. My brother is an inspiration to me. Like,
she started out crying. Like, she started. Here
friends.
We go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when I started at NXT, forget the fact that we come from the same background. I can't even believe I'm about to say this. I wanted to be like you.
Look, her voice is cracking.
Yeah.
Like, she just started talking and her voice is cracking already. It's like, Charlotte, what's going on?
Watching our parents on the television night after night sacrificing their body. They cared about the WWE almost as much as they cared about us.
Pause it.
Now she's, first of all, that's a lie.
Yeah. Paige comes from a wrestling family. None of them have wrestled for WWE ever.
Ever. Her father, her mother, I think her brother's wrestling too.
Yeah.
None of them ever
for WWE.
Ever. Ric Flair showed up in WWF like once or twice and was like, fuck this, I'm out of here. And then left. The majority of his career was NWA, and then after that, WCW. Yeah. And then after that, TNA. He was in TNA for longer than I think he was in WWE.
No, he was in WWE for a good time. His TNA time is less than WWE.
And when he hit in WWE, he was almost, he didn't really, he wrestled a little bit, but he was mostly valet, kind of. I wouldn't say manager because nobody manages Triple H.
But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's already, like, okay. But now she has, her voice is cracking and she has tears in her eyes. Nobody knows why she's crying. Like, why are you crying?
That's why my late brother.
Mm-hmm. Now she brought him up.
Now wait. What's her brother late to? I don't understand. Why is he late? I don't get it. Did he not get the memo? What happened?
Now people another thing. Yeah, Reed Flair tragically died. He committed suicide, but
no.
Well, overdose.
OD'd on black tar heroin.
Okay. Oh, yes, sure. Over. Well, yeah, okay. But it was the purpose? Okay. Neither here nor there. That's like wrestling people know that. I'm gonna guess that the vast majority of the people in the WWE audience and at Raw don't know that, so they don't know what she's talking about.
I can almost promise you, the casual fans in that audience thought she was talking about David Flair.
Yeah. The guy that was dating Miss Hancock. Like if they know anything, they don't know. And she's crying now. She's straight up crying.
When my little brother passed away, you were there for me.
Was she? Wait a minute.
I don't even know.
I don't think. Okay. I'm going to fast forward because it's basically another a minute and a half of her crying about stuff.
The thing you got to know about Flares is that they cry.
Yeah, they cry. Rick, they cry a lot.
Charlotte, I think David did a few times. They're criers.
Okay, now here we go. Here's the part of the thing.
Charlotte Page has signed the contract.
I will continue to fight each.
see, that was funny where she cut off Cole.
I don't even like. What was she even responding to?
I don't know. Cole was like, okay. She there was a big, long pause where nobody's talking. And he's like, okay, I guess we got to sign a contract. I will continue. Like, okay.
It's like she was finishing something from last week.
Yeah.
I will continue.
I wanted cheese on my pastrami sandwich.
I will pop that apple.
Like, look, there's a big long pause
Charlotte
here.
Page has signed the contract.
I will continue to each and every
each
day.
And every...
Just like everyone in my entire family has. Just like my dad did. Just like my little brother did. And just like I do.
Now.
You know what, Charlotte?
Wait. Did David never fight?
I want to know everybody in her family. Does that include her five stepmoms too?
Is there only five?
Were they fighting when the debt collector was coming to repossess the car that Ric Flair didn't pay?
I think maybe they all fought with Rick.
Son of a bitch! Are you cheating on me again? Woo!
Two. You know what, Charlotte? You're wrong, sweetheart. Because your little baby brother, he didn't have much fight in him, did he?
Okay. And that's it. And there you go.
That was uncalled for. There's no reason for Paige to go
there. Yeah, okay. Now there's a brawl. A cat fight, as they say. A brawl. Well, this would be more like a brawl than a cat fight.
If you heard that last part, you can hear very clearly that there is no reason for Paige to say that or whatever. There's complete reason. Charlotte brought up her baby brother.
Twice.
If you're a bad guy, you're going to take advantage of that and mess with their heads.
Now, people have been going to understand that this was very uncalled for. For me, I'm like, here's the way I think about it. It's not unheard of in wrestling. Yes, tasteless, I guess. But
cheap.
It is cheap. There's better ways of doing it. But it's not unheard of.
You gotta keep in mind, this is a company that a year or two after Eddie Guerrero died, they put Rey Mysterio in a feud with Randy Orton, where Randy Orton told Rey that Eddie was burning in hell.
Look, a month after the Paul Bearer died or something, CM Punk stole his ashes?
A month and a half, maybe? No, not even a month, like 2 weeks.
He stole his ashes and held on to them until WrestleMania? Like,
so
the controversy, though, is who knew what when? People are, Ric Flair says that he wasn't asked about it. At first, people were like, well, Ric Flair okayed it, so it's okay. Ric Flair said he didn't know about it. The mom said she didn't know about it. WWE just came out now, said it was all Charlotte's idea in the first place, and they didn't want to do it. But Charlotte insisted on it, which it's hard for me to believe because this bitch was crying coming down the ring. So I'm guessing they came up with it. She was like, do I have to? And they're like, yes. He's like, really? Okay. Because she knew she ain't going to say no. She don't know that she can say no. And she's like, wow, I'm about to do this, right?
Paige did not look like she was happy to be there either.
Like, I'm guessing this is WWE said this is what's going on. They're like, okay.
No, I don't think WWE would have gone full. Look, you're going to do this. This is how it's going to be. Not with the.
No, way I think she said, "Do I have to?" And it's like, come on.
No. I think it was her, because if WWE, if the writers came up with this, this is way too outside of the realm of what WWE does. Like, the writers aren't smart enough to even go this route.
I think
Charlotte came up with it. Maybe they tweaked it a little bit, but I think Charlotte's the one that came up with, hey, let's mention my brother. But coming out, I think, is when it started to hit her what it was going to do.
What she's about to do.
On top of that, she didn't let her mom or her dad know about it, which is really bad.
Well, I can see people are saying they should have contacted Ric Flair or Ashley. I was like, well, WWE had her there. Like, I don't think it's WWE's job to start calling everybody in the family every time they're about to do an angle. I think they got her in on board, and then she should have said, hey, maybe I should check with my mom first or something.
Yeah, definitely. My problem, since this all happened, my problem is, it comes off cheap. It comes off a lot cheaper because it happened a week before the pay-per-view.
If it happened like 3 weeks ago, here's how I would have booked it. Start like all this entire time, Paige has been on the team and everything, but she's been giving like little snide remarks and everything. Where people are like, what did you just say? No, I'm just joking. But then, like, they're all sitting around a table eating at a commissary or something. And then, like, she's talking about how her brother helped her into the business and this, like, they gave her a reason to do this and all that. And then Paige is like, well, he didn't have a lot of fight him, did he? And I was like, what? What did you say? And then build from there for the past 3 weeks, and then we're building and building and building.
Yeah. I can see something like that going down. But the way they did it, it was just... When you're dealing with dead people, it ain't good.
People aren't talking about the match either. They're not talking about the match, which is what they're supposed to do. Hype up the match. They're talking about what led to, like, you know what I'm saying? They're talking about not even the storyline. They're not even talking about. They're talking about kinda, whether this was respectful or not.
It's very indirectly talking about the storyline because now it's part of the storyline. Like, they got people talking. I've seen some people say they're more interested in the match. But I don't know. I don't think it's a deal maker. It's just something they did, and now it's out there, and they can't take it back.
More interested in is the Women's Championship over on NXT. Have you seen NXT yet?
I haven't, but I heard about what happened.
I'm about to play a clip from it, so I'm going to spoil it for you. I'm sorry.
Oh no! Is it? Oh man!
I'm not going to play the Bayley versus Alexa Bliss match, which I thought was pretty good. I'm not going to play the Asuka and the Asuka. How's it Asuka? There's no H in there. The Asuka.
It's because you don't pronounce the U, so it's Asuka.
Her promo, which I thought was in. Asuka had probably one of the best promos I've seen on NXT in a long time. It was fucking awesome.
Which is amazing because all she talks is Japanese.
Yeah. I was like, can this chick speak English? Because I love what she just did. No, I will talk about After the championship match between Alexa Bliss and Bayley, Eva came to the ring. Eva Marie came to the ring, all red, everything. And as she was walking down, I was saying to myself, oh my God, that girl's body is sick. That is insane how, like, when you think of a woman, like, it's like if they were to build a woman whose only purpose, I know this is wrong, so I'm not even going to say it, but if there were, if there was only one person, like, if there's, like, we want to build, we put all this information to the computer, like, in weird science, yeah, when they put all that stuff in to build a perfect woman, and for only one reason, like, the only reason they were building that woman for, like,
yeah,
this is, like, she has that body. It is crazy hot. Oh, my God. Oh. I'm not talking about her brain. I'm sure she's a very smart and intelligent and funny and creative person. But her body? Oh, my God. And when she's walking to the ring, I was like, wow. Wow. And then...
but then she got into the ring.
And then she got into the ring, put the mic up, and this is what happened.
Obviously, the inevitable is happening.
The what?
Now people are booing her to the point where she can't talk.
I had to come out here and let all you guys know the inevitable is happening. Bayley, next week, you are going to defend the women's championship title in a one-on-one match.
The funny thing is, they cut this. As bad as this is, it's 10 times worse on the actual show because they turned down the crowd boos, which was 10 times louder. You could not hear it. And they cut out about five versions of her, like, stopping and starting because she was being drowned out by the boos.
It was like, the inevitable. The inevitable.
And then they also cut out the part where Bayley, the one who is getting a promo cut against her, tries to quiet the crowd down so that her opponent can yell at her. She's like, guys, let her talk.
Gotta get this done.
Match verse me.
Verse me.
Verse me.
Not
versus me. Not against me. Verse me. That is... okay.
Verse me.
The crowd never stopped booing.
So that building's still standing, right? They didn't burn it down, did they?
Oh, if she actually wins that match next week... Look, we all know, people, I don't want to see any emails saying Derek Wrestling's fake. Nobody called me at the end of Pixels and said, Derek, computer video games didn't come from the sky and start blowing up and Adam Sandler didn't come save us. No, nobody's called, nobody, right now, at no point is people saying, well, you know Darth Vader's not a real person, you know. You know that's not, you know, but they really aren't Darth. Nobody is going around saying, well, the Hunger Games is an interesting story, but you know that's not real, right? Nobody's saying that. Nobody says that, so don't say it against my wrestling. I hate it when people say that. But if this chick wins next week, yeah, that place is going to get burned to the ground.
Look, you know when you go to a good movie and people are all into the movie, and then it takes a twist so bad that you want to gouge out your eyes and punch the people next to you. This is what will happen if Eva Marie wins the NXT Women's title.
And the chat has been crazy silent for the last 20 minutes, so I believe nobody cares.
Everybody tuned out.
I don't care. You know why? This is my show. I don't get to talk about what I want to talk about. There are a lot of things that I want to talk about. I have four other shows. What's that show? Mom's Minute. I'm not allowed to say a word on Mom's Minute, but I can't. Gotta be there.
AGI. I'm not allowed to say a word on Mom's Minute.
There's no way I'm going to talk, be able to take over a show from Scott on AGI. He's a pro at this, so I'm not going to say what I want there. when I show up on Retrograde, oh, fuck no. Come on, really? You think I'm going to speak my mind on Retrograde? As great as that show is, like, the one time I get at work, do you think I'm going to be able to get to... Here's a quick story about work. Quick work story, everybody. Not going to get me in trouble.
Don't implicate anybody.
No, this is not going to get me in trouble. Today, again, which makes it the third time in 2 weeks, I've been on the phone with vendors or whatever, and they've been talking to me, and they're like, okay, yeah, we've been working on this here, and we can do this and this and this. All you need to do, we'll send it over so that your team can work on it and get it up and running. And I was like, yeah, my team. Sure. Yeah, I'm going to get my team right on that. I'm like everybody else they work with, they have like, they're like, oh yeah, we have five guys just ready to get on top of that. I'm like, no, this is just me. Like, this is, I'm going to be the one. Like, I was talking to one guy, and he was like, okay, so what are you guys doing now? I was like, well, we have this program and this program. He's like, oh, so who did those programs? Oh no, that's in house. Something we were running out. Oh, your team wrote that? Oh, like who was on your team that? Yeah. Oh no, I did it. Like, what? What do you mean you did it? You installed it? No, I wrote it. Well, your team wrote it? No, I wrote it alone by myself. Like, the incredulousness of this other person. I was like, what was that? Was I not supposed to do that by myself? No, usually there are teams for this sort of thing. Oh no, I don't get one of those.
Guess who's not paying for a team?
Yeah, guess who don't get a team? Number 10.
Wait. Let me guess. Xbox 360.
No, Raspberry Pi.
Oh, what? It's back?
It's back. Now that Christmas is around the corner, what is a better stocking stuffer than a computer that is more powerful than Hex's current computer that only costs $35? And that is not an exaggeration.
That is true. If you're looking to get me something for Christmas, Raspberry Pi.
You know, that's actually true. Like you could get a Raspberry Pi, and that would be a decent computer. Okay. But still, it's true. Number 9, Xbox 360.
Oh, I was off by one.
Yeah, but still, there's no reason to buy one.
I don't know. There like is you, and there isn't.
What's the reason to buy an Xbox 360?
The only reason to buy an Xbox 360 is to actually play most of the games that aren't going to be backwards compatible for the Xbox One.
Yeah, but most of them are, though.
Huh?
Like, you what... So, like, the ones that aren't going to be backward compatible are going to be, of course, the newer ones. Like, the ones that just came out.
No, like, from what GZ was saying, EA...
What? Who? Ubisoft, I don't know who that is.
Huh? Yeah, I know who that he is. And I'm not saying this is confirmed. I'm saying I heard it from somebody who listens to the streets that talk in New York. That Ubisoft, EA, and some other company, I don't remember... Their stuff, Sega, their stuff won't be backwards compatible on the Xbox One. Not new stuff, their stuff.
Okay. So that's only three companies, though.
Right. And like I said, this isn't confirmed. This is what some loony was saying in the chat room.
Well,
can it become backwards? Yes, but it's not right now.
How the PS4 also has backward compatibility, so they make you pay for it?
No, PS4 has the PS Now. PS Now is like Netflix, but with video games. So it's with basically, old video games. You can play a game, but you're renting it.
I thought you pay like a monthly fee.
Yeah, it's $20 per month.
Whoa, 20? I thought it was not, that's too much.
Right?
Oh, it's $10
exactly.
a month.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah,
$20 a month is too much.
And then what you need is a really good internet connection because you're not downloading a game. You're playing a streaming game.
Yeah, the game's never actually on your system. Like, it never leaves their server.
Exactly. So, like, just going off of that, which one's better? Really, neither. But if you got to pick, are you going to pick the rental service that you need a really good internet connection for? Or a service where you can buy a game, keep the game, and play it whenever you want?
Now that the Xbox One has backward compatibility, the way it works is awesome, too. You just, the game, like, since Xbox knows what games you have already, they just start popping up on your system.
Yeah, the ones, like, if it's downloaded from the online or whatever, like, it's just there. It's already there.
So awesome. Number 8, Steam Machine.
Whatever that is.
Somebody actually did, what do you call that? Benchmark for, like, Steam machines running SteamOS and just a regular Windows machine. And the Steam machine running SteamOS, running the same game, slower. Slower than the Windows machine.
But what Steam machine? Like, do we have a standard?
No. Running the same hardware.
Ah, okay.
The same hardware cut. Because as much as you guys hate Windows and hate Microsoft, they have an entire building filled with people just working on making that sucker run right. That's why every week there's an update. Because some guy in cubicle 42C found a way to make the save a half a K of memory when the cursor's blinking. I'm like, fuck it, put it in. Make it better. But SteamOS is basically Linux, which is just a bunch of nerds sitting around saying, Microsoft sucks, we're gonna do it different. Like, I was working on Linux stuff all this week with the All Game server. And it just reminds me how much I hate Linux. Hate it so much. And I was talking to a vendor today, and I was like, they're like, oh yeah, with this server you'll have Red Hat. And I was like, whoa. I'm gonna get a control panel, right, so I never see that goddamn command prompt. Oh, of course. Nobody wants to use command prompts anymore.
They know the struggle.
Yeah. Like, I've been using command prompt. I was like, I'm not about to show up at work every day and start typing meaningless words into a line. The word, they don't even mean anything. Here's how you type. If I wanted to edit the web server configuration file, I have to type /etc/httpd/conf, and then hit enter. Then nano httpd.conf, and then hit enter. Like, what is nano? Like, what? Like, at least call it edit, people. Or writer, or something. Nano? Because some son of a bitch is a Mork and Mindy fan of Nanu Nanu. Or some stupid thing like that. Like, I hate Linux so much. Every time I hate it so much. I was like, we're getting a control panel, right? So I never see that goddamn command prompt. I was like, yeah, you're cool. We're getting a control panel. But now that's, and then they're like, oh, we'll build a game machine on top of that. Like, look, if you want to, sure, but if you are something better, just use something better. Why can't Steam Machine use Windows? Like, why were they so against using Windows for Steam Machine? All their games are already there.
It probably had something to do with licenses. Don't you think that if they made it a certain way for Windows, that Microsoft wouldn't go in there and be like, "Hey, you guys are gonna owe us money."
No, they would pay for Windows OS, either Valve would roll it into the price, or you can get a cheap version of Windows. You can get Windows for if you did it right, you can get it for $10. There's versions of Windows you can buy for like $10-$15, as a company. Like, nobody wants to use that, but I'm sure Valve can get around it and use that version. You can't use it from, but like, it wouldn't have added that much. I don't think it would have added that much to the price, is what I'm saying. It's not like steam machines would all of a sudden been $700. But they already are, actually. Never mind. That's the whole thing. They already are too expensive.
Ugh. Can you run Steam on a Raspberry Pi?
Ooh. Can you run Steam OS on a Raspberry Pi? I don't know. I know you can't. You probably could. You probably could run some games, too. I'm sure there are Steam games that can run on that.
See, because all these people, they're like, oh, Raspberry Pi is the greatest for emulating old games. But did anybody try to get Steam working on it?
Yeah. I may try that. I'm thinking about getting a Raspberry Pi. One of my old computers died a little while ago, so now I have two dead computers in the house. I'm thinking about putting them all together to make one working computer, but I don't have anything to do with it. Like, I don't know what I would do with that one working computer.
It's Voltron, man. Make it the new casting station.
I can't send it to you because it'll the computer will even be shittier than you, than your current computer.
That computer would eat mine, and then kick me out of the house and take it over probably. So, I don't want to deal with that.
Zappy in chat. Look, Zappy and Delighter are already doing their match in chat. GZ. See how easy that is? Piece of shit. I hate people.
Look how easy. Look how quick.
Oh, let's see. Zappy says, this is as close as you're getting to Steam on a Pi. He has a link to raspberrypi.org, a blog. And they are... Oh, let me see. What is this? Are they putting Steam on a Raspberry Pi? Let's see. The Raspberry Pi Tower, Steam Machine. There's a $500 Steam Machine. Oh, wait. There was one $500 Steam Machine from iBuyPower, which pleased and surprised us by appearing to have a Raspberry Pi jammed into the bottom of the case. What? So there's a Steam Machine floating around with a Raspberry Pi already in it? That'd be kind of cool. Like they're like, oh, you want to play MAME? Sure, here, and then just switch you off to the Raspberry Pi. But why would you do that though? If you have a computer that's 18,000 times as powerful, why would you?
People are weird, you know. They want the option to go back to MAME.
Play. They say they're using it as something. They're using it in development to control the LEDs around the edges. I don't think so. You're not gonna use this. You're not gonna put a whole other computer in a computer just to blink some LED lights. I'm sorry. Come on, that's just being an asshole. That's just being a dick.
Right there. Yeah, we put a Raspberry Pi in your case, but all it's doing is making these pretty patterns on these lights that we put.
At that point, you do need to get out more. You do need to start meeting people.
Look what I can do with Raspberry Pi, some LED lights, and Pandora.
This reminds me of, like, I always wonder who is, like, I understand that the reason most guys do things is to impress women. I know, is that sexist? I don't know. Probably.
Kinda, but.
But it's true, though. Wrong.
Yeah, true.
Like, I'm a guy, so I know, like, a lot of things I did was because I thought girls would think it was cool. And now I realize they don't. But a young man's brain isn't formed well enough to know that. He just thinks girls are going to like this, so I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Like, why do you think when you see a car, when you see all those cars with giant wings on the back, you think it's because the guys like driving around not being able to see out the back of the window and not being able to put their trunk up anymore? No, something in their brain told them they saw on a Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift or something where some girl was leaning over. Oh, that girl likes that car. I'm gonna get the car like that. Like,
that's what I was gonna say. TV is the main reason guys do stupid stuff to impress women, because TV tells us that if you do that stupid thing, the woman will be impressed.
Like, yeah, like in going back to Tokyo Drift, which I don't know why, how that I got there, but like you're told that if you win a drifting race down the side of a mountain, you get a crazy hot Japanese girl. Like, that was, like, twice in that movie. Wow, wait a minute, that's true. Twice in that movie, the prize for winning a car race was a girl. That's how it really? Starts out. Yeah, it starts out, Tokyo Drift starts out where he is racing against a Dodge Viper, and the winner gets the girl. And then at the end, he's racing down the side of the mountain in that piece of that Mustang with the Isuzu engine stuck in there.
What?
And the winner of that gets the girl, even though the other guy he's racing is the girl's brother. So I was like, "What the fuck, man? Like that's her brother. So that's how are you winning the girl from her brother?"
Oh man. Fast and the Furious is fucked up, man.
But like that movie tells you, like you're young and fresh in mind because guys don't understand how to get girls for a long time. They don't understand what girls want. In fact, they never really figure out what girls want, what women want.
Look, I'm 33. I do not know. I have an idea. I have a theory.
But you have a theory. That's what you have. You have a theory.
A theory. Like, even a scientist will tell you a theory is only a theory until you can prove it. I can't prove it.
But you see that and you're like, oh, if you win a race with these cars, you get girls. That's not how it works, guys. But that's what. Yeah. But that is behind so much stuff. The same reason. Why do you like? What other reason would? I saw a Newegg thing, where they're putting some computer together, and they have a beautiful, very attractive woman putting LED lights into a machine, saying, "Oh wow, isn't that really sexy, guys? Oh, that's so great. Look at the lights so blink." I was like, "Really?" And then, and next thing you know, everybody has a custom PC case. All these guys with custom PC cases with blinking lights. Like, who cares about your fucking blinking lights on your PC?
Well, I saw a girl,
a girl liked it once. So, if my PC has blinking LEDs, the girls will like me. Well, so first you have to get a girl into your house, under your desk, and behind your chair to see the blinking LEDs first before to be impressed. And if she's in that position, guess what, guy? You're going to jail.
Yeah. What's this woman doing behind your desk looking at a light?
I just wanted her to show her my LEDs to see how cool I was so she would want to go out with me.
Put your hands behind your head, sir.
Almost like most of the dumb things guys do, they do to impress women.
And if it's not to impress women, it's to impress the guys.
Yes, to impress other guys.
I can tell you, when I used to hang out with my friend, and he had a Jeep Wrangler, and from his house to my house, it's like a quarter of a mile, maybe. So there were days we'd be at his house, and it was just down the street. So he had a step next to the door, and a roll cage, whatever, on the inside, right? So I'd hang on to the roll cage, step on the step, and that's how we'd go to my house. I was outside of the Jeep, hanging on to the roll cage, and this guy would hit a bump on purpose just to see if I would fall off. Never fell off.
That's dumb. But you should do that. That's dangerous. Nobody do that.
It's extremely dangerous.
People, Delighter in chat says, Derek, I'm competing in this tourney and there ain't no girls here. You joined the tourney to try to impress Celeste. Don't we all know that?
That's true. Don't be a liar.
Number seven, PS Vita. I must have messed something up because I don't know how it's number seven, PS Vita. Number six, PS3. Yay, PS3.
Why is it so much higher?
Because Sony still cares about the PS3.
But do they?
Is
Sony doing more work for the PS3 than Microsoft is doing for the Xbox 360?
What Sony is not doing is making it so you should never buy a PS3. Microsoft is making it so that if you buy an Xbox 360, you've made a mistake. You're like, why are you doing that? Don't do that. Sony's like, okay, sure, go ahead and buy it. If you want it, sure, okay. Yeah, I'm sure. Maybe God of War be out for it. Who knows? Fingers crossed.
I think all the God of Wars for PS3 are already out there.
You guys want to play Uncharted again? I guess, I don't know.
It's so pretty.
I don't like Uncharted. Is a great game, but something about it makes it. I can't go back to it once I played it once. I don't know what
I've
it is.
I've never played it.
When you're playing it, it's like, wow, this is really fun. Like the Lara Croft game does Uncharted. The Lara Croft game is a better. The new Tomb Raider and the last new Tomb Raider are both better Uncharted games than Uncharted is.
Burn. But are they as pretty?
The new one is. The last, maybe not. But Uncharted, and Uncharted is a really good game. Uncharted is a great game. Tomb Raider is better. Number 5, iOS.
Why? Is this because of Pokemon?
Yeah, look, every week, some new gaming thing that shouldn't exist comes out that makes everybody say, wow, iOS is great for games now. Okay.
You know,
and then also the chairman came out and said, no, we're not getting rid of iOS and we're not merging iOS and macOS, so you're going to stay separate. Which to me, like, it's like, so you are going to put it in its own box then and make a game system. Like, just come out and say you're making a game system, but it's obviously you are doing that.
You know, there's a wrestling game, a New Japan wrestling game on iOS that I cannot play because it's in Japanese, but it looks awesome.
Zappy says Rise of the Tomb Raider is on the 360. Okay. You be that guy. when I got Donkey Kong on the Atari 2600. It's like, really? It's like, this is so bad. But I'm playing Donkey Kong. Yeah, but it's on the Atari 2600, so it just looks like a bunch of blocks moving to the left and to the right. It's so bad.
Isn't that like a Pac-Man? It's
like Pac-Man is bad.
The 600 is completely not what was at the arcade.
Defender, completely different. It has nothing to do. I had Defender 2. I had Dig Dug. I had Ms. Pac-Man. Ms. Pac-Man wasn't so bad. Ms. Pac-Man wasn't so bad. Number 4, 2DS, 3DS will never go away. Forever and ever.
And will never get higher than 5. I mean, drop lower than 5.
Yeah. That, look, people buy those things by accident. Just walking on this. They slide them in your bag as you're leaving Toys R Us. Like, you want a 2DS, 3DS? You want 2DS and or 3DS? Like, yeah, sure. Why not? I have a coupon for a free 3DS.
If I could get a 2DS... for less than the pawn shop sells it for, I would get one. I have nothing that I want to play on it, but I would get one.
Just to feel, that rectangle in your pocket.
Yeah. It'll give me the nostalgia of having the old Game Boy walking around with that in my pocket, which was a feat in and of itself.
I used to walk around with Atari Lynx in my pocket.
Dude, did they think you were, like, smuggling a bomb or something?
They're like, wow, Derek, you have a very large penis.
Except it's all the way on your hip.
Yeah, it's always in the side, and it's like a flat box. But good for you, Derek. Keep working out.
It's large, but it's rectangular.
Yeah, I do remember sliding stuck in my big old jeans. It was so stupid. Atari Lynx was a good system, but it was just... I don't know why... the Atari name, I think, is what killed it. Because it was a great system. I think Atari name... It's bad when a name of something kills it.
The Lynx looked good to me, but I already had a Game Boy. And I think
Game Boy I never understood. Like, I never understood. I was like, is it black... Like, until the... Like, it was in black and white, people.
Here's the thing. Marketing. Nintendo had better marketing for the Game Boy.
And the display was so bad, like, if anything moved on the display, it ghosted so bad. I'm talking about the original Game Boy. I was like, oh, they got better, I think, with the Game Boy Color. It got better. But, oh. Number three is the Wii U. Number two is the one everybody wants to know about. Delighter wonders if he should call and promo the match, but doesn't know what to say. Yes, you should call to promo the match, Goof. You can look. Did you hear what Eva just did? You should come up here and do an Eva match.
Eva Marie.
Yeah, do an Eva Marie match then. Zappy, it'll be you versus me next week.
Zap, I will beat you, and I will win for the love of my woman.
They turned the sound down. They turned the booze down, and they were still overwhelming. They cut out all her mistakes, and it was still bad. Like,
do you remember when when Vicky Guerrero was in charge of SmackDown?
And how bad
the crowd would get with her?
Yeah. Excuse me! But she turned it into something, though.
Yeah. That was on purpose. This was not. This was...
Zappy's in chat says, I'll do to Delighter what Eva does to promos.
Destroy it.
Zappy, you call in.
Regret it lived.
Zappy, you have like 3 minutes to call in and you cut a promo on whatchamacallit.
Zappy, I want you to call in and cut a promo. But I want you to cut a promo like Road Warrior Hawk.
Yeah, you can't cut a promo as yourself. You have to cut a promo as a famous wrestler. And for this, I will count Eva Marie as a famous wrestler.
Well, she's in. She's technically in WWE, so it counts.
Oh, how about this? How about this? The person who calls in and cuts a better promo or a promo, you get map choice, and you get to choose the map in the game.
Damn!
There you go.
That's it. There you go.
Like, if both of you call in, we'll choose who did the better one. But if only one person calls in, then that person gets map choice for the game. That's
hometown advantage right there.
Yeah, that's huge right there. That's huge.
Don't you want to fight in your house?
We got a call.
Oh, shit.
Hello, caller.
Oh, shit.
Who does the lighter think he is?
Hey, Road Warrior Hawk.
Who are you doing? Which famous wrestler are you doing the are you doing it as? Doing the promo as?
That's a good question.
If it's Ric Flair, quicker, you have to say woo.
Okay, Triple H.
If it's okay. Go ahead. Go.
Delighter, I didn't get where I was by being the best. I did it by doing what I had to do to get on top. I did anything and everything, and Delighter, you're not going to take what's mine. You're not going to take my World Heavyweight Championship. I am the game. I am that damn good. And that's...
Wait a minute.
Our match.
That's not how Triple H talks.
Cut.
That's not how Triple H talks. Hey. I am the game.
I got the water.
I'm spitting it out right now.
Come on, man. Come on. Put your heart into it. You got to pop that up.
I'm the game. I'm Triple H. My wife is Stephanie McMahon Helmsley.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
Okay, go ahead, Zappy.
Lighter, it was me. It was me all along, you dumb son of a bitch.
Oh, shit. Lighter, are you going to call in, or is Zappy the winner? Because that shit was too good right now.
Zappy, you get map choice if Lighter does not call in to respond. Then just PM me your map choice after the show. In the meantime, number two, Xbox One.
Oh! That means PS4.
Number one, Star Wars Battlefront came out, and even though I believe it's on both systems, only one system has it bundled in with it and has all the commercials for it.
There it is.
And everybody talks about it, so
there it is.
PS4.
You got the money to promote a good game with your shit. Your shit's going to sell.
So where's the lighter?
Where is the lighter? He's right here.
He better not get map choice.
Is that your
comeback, Delighter? Your comeback to that promo is, you should have map choice. Really, Delighter?
You got to pop that apple, man.
Well, pop that apple.
I got to get my cup first. Hold on.
Oh wait. Who are you doing? Who are you doing the promo as? Which famous wrestler?
Oh, it has to be a wrestler. Oh shit.
Well, who do you have in mind?
Who are you going to do it as?
Just hold on. Give me a second.
Wait. What are you doing?
I'm expecting something epic right now.
Yeah. What's going on?
I just started.
Wait for your music to slow down.
Boss, you're up.
The sun is betraying you, Zappy.
Stop.
It didn't work.
Are you trying to do a Bane? Are you talking into a cup and trying to sound like Bane?
Yeah,
you're gonna lose if you do that. I'll tell you right now. First of all, nobody can hear you. Nope, nobody can hear you, and nobody can understand what you're saying.
You got to put the mic in the cup, and then talk into the cup.
It's like Finn Balor talking through a towel. It's like, I don't know what you're talking about right now. Come on.
Okay, why are we here?
Yes.
Is that better?
Yeah.
You're gonna have to yell. You're gonna have to yell though. Go. Go!
he's doing a Joker. There you go.
Oh, he's Joker, okay.
Well, he could be Karma.
Karma? What is that? Anyway, how good of you to join us? Fuck.
Why are you not yelling? Why are you whispering?
This is Butthead doing a Bane impression. Oh, Batman. Oh. All
right. Like you're already talking through something, so we can't understand. Plus you're talking low, so if you're gonna talk, you're gonna have to literally yell this for us to hear you.
You got a minute.
Yeah, we gotta go because the other shows are coming on. Delighted right now, it's not looking good. I'm sorry. I'm trying to help you out here, but come on. Zappy, what is your response?
It's a Joker promo. It's a Joker promo.
I think the thing is Karma laughing about killing the dolls.
I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just gonna. What is it? Make it hurt real slow. What the hell? I forgot.
Okay, Delilah, you lost. I'm sorry. Zappy, you get to choose what the map is. Make your choice and PM it to me.
Oh, no, I like that map. I was practicing that map.
I think I'm going to go with a nice classic map from the Red Alert series, A Path Beyond 2.
Is that in Red Alert 2?
Yeah.
A Path Beyond is the new map. Zappy, when you guys are creating your game, choose that map.
And may the odds be ever in your favor.
Yeah. Delighter, good try. I'm sorry. You went through like five different characters there. None of them worked. None of them worked.
You made Dusty roll in his grave.
None of them worked.
Where's the money, baby?
What was right, Delighter, what was right to plug?
I got the hookup. Holler if you hear me.
It's too late, man. It's too late.
Yeah, it's over with now. What do you want to plug, Delighter?
First to last. And I am playing. Okay. and then DPL.
Oh, sure. Thank you. Zappy, what do you want to plug?
I'll plug those Amiibos I'm going to be buying tomorrow.
Don't buy Amiibos.
They have Falco and Mewtwo coming out. Yeah, and the Mii Fighters.
Did you do the thing where you can make your own Amiibos? Did you see about that? Where you can like reprogram them?
Really? You can reprogram them?
Well, no, you can. Or you can make your own. You can like make your phone into an Amiibo or something. And there's an app you can put on it.
Isn't that cheating? Then a Nintendo doesn't get my money.
Is it cheating to sell a 15-cent toy for $10 to a kid and say touch it to your goddamn Wii U? Is that cheating too?
For the last 30 years, besides the touching part.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say touch it to something else.
What do you want to...
I thought we were going to the subway on that one.
What do you want to plug?
I'll plug the Bayley-Eva Marie match next week. Somebody will die, and it'll probably be me. Everybody watching, dead.
If she walks out of that with the belt, that I want to see them. I want to see that happen. I want to see that place. I want to see the old style ECW chairs thrown into the ring type ending on NXT. I want them to cut to black at the end. I will plug also the Eva Marie Bailey match next week. I will. People, find out either go on Hulu and watch it, or get the network and watch it, or wherever else. But you have to see this. You have to see what. Oh my goodness! It is.
If you're into seeing car wrecks, this is going to be the next best thing.
Yeah. If this girl is not a star after this, then I don't know what else to do. Stay tuned for Knuckleballer Radio coming up next. Tomorrow, of course, is All Games Interactive with Scott Rubin. Over the weekend, we have Retrograde and R9 Cast and Anything Cast. Monday, Mom's Minute. Fantastic Form coming to you live from Jeffrey's Comics. Retrograde? What?
Can I call in on Retrograde?
Yeah.
Why are you asking me? That's Celeste's show.
Well,
and I'm sure she said please call in many times, so I'm guessing you can't call in her show.
Do I need to file papers or some shit?
Okay.
No,
okay,
just be here. Call in. You gotta pop the apple, man. You gotta be
pop,
here.
Pop that apple. Don't.
I've called her before, but barely said anything.
Don't forget, all this week, just go to allgames.com and find out what's going on. There's a lot of good stuff. Bye, everybody.
Behold the king. The king of kings. On your knees, dog. All hail. As he walked from the place where the traitor lost both his name and his face. Through the halls and the corridors, stinking in blood, he tasted his grin, and it tasted good. The king took his head, left him broken and dead.